IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, discussing the concept of fasting and the spirit of fasting, are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Brother Sajjad Haider. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
And Brother Sajjad Haider, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, usually the Muslims have to fast during the months of Ramadan. This is an obligation for 30 days. They have to fast. And according to what we said, the fasting and abstainment from food and drinking is the only, we can say, the first level in order to keep our fasting. There are also some other levels of fasting which has to be observed for a Muslim. When the fasting month is done, after 30 days, there is Eid al-Fitr, you know. And after that, according to the Islamic calendar, the people are not obliged to fast during any month of the year. Now, the main question for today is that how we can keep the spirit of fasting and the holy month of Ramadan, because it is really a different month. I mean, its effects can be seen easily in the lives of the people. It is tangible. How we can keep the spirit of fasting and the holy month of Ramadan in the other days of our daily life after the month of Ramadan?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's not just about fasting, I think. It's about all the rest of the religious practices which we do, that it create a kind of inner spatial condition in us, and how to make ourselves, change ourselves in a way that it becomes our condition all the time. So I will try to point out one of the sayings of the Holy Prophet that I don't remember the same narration, but the meaning is this, that some of the companions of Holy Prophet came to him and they said, when we are with you, we are totally in a different condition. We feel like we are spiritual and we are with God. And when we go somewhere else, then we feel we are not in the same condition. So is it a bad thing? Tell us, we will change ourselves. The Holy Prophet said, no, it's a good thing. But just try to keep that condition in rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And if you do that, لَصَافَحَتْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ, if you do that, the angels will handshake with you. You will be in a higher spiritual level. So it happens in all other religious practices which we do. So one of the points which I think can help to retain and to make it remains it us for with us for all of the year is the ma'rifah. It's the knowledge. Yes. It is important. The importance of this condition which has happened in our souls. So the knowledge that now you gain, this is the gain of this all practice you had done, and the knowledge that how important this condition is, like it is the real gain and real the purpose for which you are fasting.
That's
so
right.
I think this knowledge and focusing on mm-hmm. it and remembering it more and more, and how important it is, and that and remembering the point that fasting is not just a physical practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual, intellectual, emotional practice, and it's a course to become draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
So I think pondering on it, reflecting on it, thinking on it more and more, it is one of the ways from which we can make this condition remain with us whole of the year. And another point after the ma'rifah, I'll point out the muraqabah,
mm-hmm.
watching ourselves, watching our souls.
Self-control counts, yes.
Let me give an example of joyful condition.
Mm-hmm.
If you are happy and you are in a condition of joy, then anything, maybe anything will happen, you will lose this condition inside you, inside your souls. So you try to avoid anything which will make you, for example, angry, sad, or this condition will go from you. So what you should do is to abstain and avoid things which can make you lose this inner condition. The second thing I think which can help is the muraqabah, watching over our own action that we do not do after Ramadan, after the Eid, after this season of spiritual season ends. We should not practice or do anything which is against this inner spiritual condition. So these two points which are on.
Very good. Ma'rifah and muraqabah. That's right. Muraqabah, muhasabah, are recommended actions. When you go to the ulama and the scholars, they say at least have one weekly session in which an akhlaqi ustad or trainer is giving you speeches or sermons on muraqabah and muhasabah as a tazkar, as a warning, as a notice, especially on the weekends. You have to take part as a Muslim because we do our obligations as the wajibat, but sometimes these we can say recommended actions during the year by the others as the spiritual trainers, this athathid is really important. Okay, Sayyid Mohsen, what about you, brother? How can we keep the spirit of fasting and Ramadan during all other days of life?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, our honorable guest has pointed to very main things. And these are the basis for anything. Obviously, the month of Ramadan itself is the month of training ourselves. It's a kind of workshop in which we are participating and we try to learn out of this month, and obviously we need to keep it. The main reason of the month of Ramadan, the whole month, is also one of the philosophies or logics is that you practice for 30 days and then you can it can become a habit for you and then you can continue doing this. There are many other recommendations in the in the ahadith. It is said that you can fast any day during the year, other than those which are forbidden. For example, the day of Ashura is forbidden, the day of Eid on the 10th of Zilhajj, or the first day of Eid where we have Eid al-Fitr. These are the days which are forbidden. So other than that, you can fast. On top of that, when we talk about the fasting, because fasting has its own beauty in it. For example, for the month of Ramadan, when we talk about the fast, there are five things which Allah has made specific for this fast. Number one is that your mouth smell becomes a good smell. The smell generally, a person who fasts and because of that hunger, a specific kind of, smell he has in his mouth.
Because the input of the food inside your body is lower.
And then you have your original, smell. So Allah says this is a good smell.
Okay.
The second thing is, the angels, they ask for forgiveness for you. The third thing is that Allah, every day in the month of Ramadan, He beautifies the paradise for the mu'minin, for the believers. The fourth thing is, in the month of Ramadan, since the shayateen or the satans, they are, they are in prison in the specific month, which they do not have any, they cannot force or do inspiration for the people. So they're stopped from having a relation with the people. And the fifth thing is, that the last day of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives the people. Obviously, we have these narrations and strong narrations, which says that a person who has committed sin, his sins are forgiven in the month of Ramadan. And if it is not forgiven in the month of Ramadan, then it is the Hajj where all the sins are forgiven. So when our sins are forgiven, obviously we have a spiritual condition in which we are ready to fast.
Yes.
Now, what to do for the other months? According to the narration that we have from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he said that Prophet used to fast a lot during the year.
Yes.
And it is said that whoever fasts on the first and the last Thursday of the lunar month and the middle Wednesday. So there are 3 days in the month. Every lunar month, if you fast for the first and last Thursday and the middle Wednesday, it is as you have fast for the whole month of that lunar month.
So 3 days during a month.
Three days during a lunar month is equal to the fasting of the whole month. So even if we can keep this, at least we can keep this. We can remember that the first Thursday and the last Thursday and the middle Friday, middle Wednesday, if we fast for these 3 days, it means that we are remembering what we have done in the month of Ramadan. And obviously during the fast, because obviously it is said to not to commit sin, not to perform the other sins. So it keeps us away from the, sins.
We feel our
and
presence.
The whispers, yes. Yeah, and the whispers of shayateen, for example.
Okay.
So you can keep your spirituality through this.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, it is highly recommended to fast on the Fridays.
Okay.
So if someone wants to have the practice of fasting itself, mm-hmm. there are two things. We say how to keep on or carry on the things that we have done in the month of Ramadan. One of those things is to fast. If someone can fast every Friday or the 3 days which we said, so it means that he remembers that what I did in the month of Ramadan,
mm-hmm.
I'm fasting in order to carry on the same practice that I had.
That's
right. So this also goes back to the discussion of ma'rifah, obviously.
Yes.
He should have that knowledge or ma'rifah that he's doing this purposely in order to keep that state that he has, that purification that he gained in the month of Ramadan in the other months.
That's right.
And obviously the first step is to have to do repentance in the month of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
Because, if we do not feel sorry of what we have already done, the sins that we committed, the mistakes that we have done, and in the month of Ramadan we're just fasting because it is an obligation, then obviously there is no benefit of doing such
things. There is still reward, but not the best type of reward.
There is a reward, but obviously there is no change in the person.
Yes, that's right.
Whereas the month of Ramadan, the ma'rifah, and obviously the repentance in this month should bring a change. And especially, the nights of Qadr, this is very important.
Yes,
these are the golden times that needs to bring a change in a person. And that's why Allah, we can see with the different reasons, Allah is just trying to take us back or to guide us towards the right path. And he had made different reasons for it, sometimes through fasting, sometimes through praying, sometimes, going to Hajj, sometimes, observing something else. So, or maybe giving charity.
Mm-hmm.
So these are different means which Allah has put in our path, so that somehow this person who I have created and I don't like to send him to the hellfire, he comes back to me.
That's what
Allah has put for us.
That's all right. Thank you, Sayyid Mohsen. So, Brother Sajjad Haider, I think the main question that a Muslim must ask himself or herself after the end of the holy month of Ramadan is that, was I changed or am I changed? And how to keep this positive change during all other days of my life. Isn't it true?
Yeah. There is one of the verses of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. If it was not the grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one was able to purify himself. It's the Allah who purifies you, not yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very important point to know that if this inner condition, this spiritual condition, it's not something we gain with our effort. It's actually a blessing from the God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this point, if this inner higher level of spirituality which we have gained in the fasting is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then also I want to add this point that one of very important things is the dua and tawassul.
Yes.
If you want to retain this condition for whole of the year, then you should not forget that it is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given you this inner higher condition of spirituality. So you should be thankful to Allah in the first place that he gave you this condition. And second, you should pray all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And tawassul, approaching by means of the infallible, the Holy Prophet, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dua also has a role in retaining this condition all over the year. So this change which you pointed out, this change which happened inside us will remain for the rest of the year. So the rationality which your prayers and your fasting has enhanced in you, that rationality should be, we should think about it, that it's a very important thing
we
have
gained.
We should safeguard it. It's actually a twofold relation, like a dress you wear.
Okay.
The dress actually safeguards your body from many things.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you safeguard your dress. You prevent your dress from being damaged. So it's a twofold relation.
That's right.
The same with our inner condition, which happens inside us.
That's right.
We help to prevent it from the distraction, or and it will help us to going astray in our life. So it's a twofold relation.
Okay, thank you. I think if we keep the spirit of fasting and the holy month of Ramadan, you know, during the year we can sympathize with the poor, with the hungry more, you know, with those people who are needy in our society more. And, you know, and this spirit of fasting can help us very much, as brother said, to improve our spirituality during all the days of our life. Okay, your final remarks, Sayyid, if you got anything missed.
About the fasting, if we want to keep, obviously, the things are being said, but obviously we need to remember that whatever we are doing, we are all doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main point is obviously, which we need to refer to, is that unfortunately our routine or the families are in a way that the parents are not educated themselves. And they expect their children to be educated, or maybe they get to the right path, especially those who are living in the West.
Okay.
So the first point is obviously in the month of Ramadan, we learn this, and throughout the year, we need to have the basic knowledge of Islam at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first step in order to practice is to know the forbidden things and the allowable things, the haram and halal.
Yes.
If we cannot even observe the basic halal and haram, then obviously you cannot get the ma'rifah that which is needed. And that can be obviously gained through practicing, through having tawassul to Ahlul Bayt, as the brother has mentioned.
Yes.
And obviously, this is the first step.
Yes.
You know, because generally people ask, like, okay, you've said about the ma'rifah. Ma'rifah, what does ma'rifah mean? How do we start? Where does it come from? The first step is to know about the halal and haram. You know, there is a direct impact of what you eat on your soul and your body.
Okay.
So we need to observe this, and this is the first step, obviously.
That's right.
Because when we know that the five-time prayers is wajib, for example, so I have to. I cannot make any excuse that I'm going to work, or maybe my colleagues will look at me that this guy is praying. You know, I have personal experience that I used to pray at the workplace, and I had more respect than the other Muslims who were not praying.
Okay.
You know, because it shows your dignity, it shows your, you know, commitment with the religion.
Right.
And if you're committed to the religion, then you're committed to the work as well. So
thank you.
It brings honor for us.
As the English proverb says, practice makes perfect. And in Farsi, we have a beautiful proverb that says, "Kar niku kardan ast, por kardan ast." It means that the best action to do is to practice what you learned. That's what Ayatollah Behzad also you mentioned. Yeah, really practicing, you know, what we have learned during the month of Ramadan, and keeping ourselves as a warm-up every day, remembering it, you know, giving ourselves this kind of a notice every day is really an important step, how to keep the spirit of fasting in Ramadan during the other days of life. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen Nawi and Brother Sajjad Haider, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. And thank you very much to your listeners for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com. / and Call of Islam page, also YouTube, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. Do not forget us in your du'as, especially on the nights of Qad. Fi aman Allah, God bless you.
Ramadan al-Mustabin Jaa bin Nur al-Mubin Marhaban bil-Taibin Marhaban bil-Abidin في صلاة الخاشعين في رحاب الذاكرين رمضان رمضان.